Hello everybody, I'm reading Miss Kitten O2's Mildly Curious Questionnaire. Question number one, if you had a boat, what would you name it? The SS Harlequin. In case some of you didn't know, I happen to be a teeny tiny bit obsessed with clowns. Alright, question number two, do you have a favorite quote or saying? Yes, I do. From Groucho Marx. Outside of a dog, book is man's best friend. Inside of a dog is too dark to read. Number three, if you had an intro song that played whenever you walked into a room, what song would it be? Send in the clowns, those laughy, daffy clowns. Number four, what's one unpopular opinion you hold? Okay, I didn't really have one to say until I read further down the questionnaire and this one popped into my head. The Star Trek movies, the original trilogy. I like them, they're okay. But I can't get obsessed with them. I can't get mad about all the rest of them just ruined it. And I don't care. I don't care that much. I like the original trilogy. I like sci-fi. I just don't like it enough to care. Alright. Number five. What do you think is the most overrated movie? You know in Family Guy where Peter Griffin says he doesn't like The Godfather, that he never finished the movie, and they all kind of rag on him about it? That's me. I've never finished any of those movies. Nah. Number six. What was the best and worst book you had to read for school? Okay, I'm going to say the worst was probably Where the Red Fern Grows, only because I didn't actually read it. I don't remember if my class supposedly actually read it, or if that was one where they just let us watch the movie and do the work off of that, because that happened a few times. Or if we were actually supposed to read the book and I just skipped it. Yeah, I did that a lot, so that's possible. Alright, and for my best book, I'm actually going to name two things here, and one is not a book. The poem Beowulf. In the book, blah, 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 Crime and Punishment by Fyodor Dostoevsky. Did I say that right? Not sure. Okay, I actually credit both those for getting me back into reading. One I had in 11th grade English class, and I actually failed that class because of not turning in work. And so I had summer school for 11th grade English, and that's where we read Crime and Punishment, and I loved that. Number seven, if you could listen to only three songs for the rest of your life, what three songs would you listen to? Ooh, that's a hard one. Too much good music. Music is life. One of them's got to be a country song. Maybe that's my unpopular opinion. I like country music. It is my first love, country music. Something by Chris LeDoux. Probably This Cowboy's Hat. Maybe The Fever. But I actually like Garth Brooks' version of The Fever better. But I like Chris LeDoux better overall. So I'm going to say this Cowboys hat. For a rock song. Something by Pantera, I think. Five Minutes Alone, maybe? Domination. Yeah, I think Domination. Domination! Don't know why I did that. I'm leaving it in anyway. Screw it. Let's see. One more song. Which way do I go? Do I go for something loud and fast and get me into a certain mood? Or go for something soft since I already picked loud and fast? And I already picked a country song and Superstition. Yeah, Superstition. That's a good contrast from those other two, and I'd need contrast, obviously. Yep. Okay. Number 8. Pick a letter, any letter. In 20 seconds, name as many things as you can that start with that letter. If typing, try to name 10 things to begin with the letter. Yeah, I'm not going to do the typing, obviously. Dup, 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 dup. Where's my phone so I can set a timer? I'm going to get it. Why do I keep talking like this? You don't care, you don't care, you don't care. Okay, so what? Well, first let's get the timer set up. Ooh, that's 20 minutes. Don't want that. 20 seconds. Let's go with D. Okay, dog, door, dresser, drawer, dominoes, didgeridoo, drive shaft, DVD. Ah, crap. Okay. Let's see. If there was a book written about you and your life, what would you want the first sentence to be? A book written about me. Do I want it to be about clowns? No. Not just clowns. There will be clowns in it. Lots of clowns. Sexy clowns. Bad clowns. Good clowns. Because clowns are good. That's not an unpopular opinion. Lots of people think clowns are good. Just because you're weirdos that are afraid of them. By the way, we love y'all that are. This is where the ending began. Yep. That's my first sentence. Following that, what would you want the cover to look like? Okay. This is going to take some explaining. I've gotten migraines for a large portion of my life. Like, since I was 4. I almost said 4 o'clock right there. Since I was 4 o'clock, I've got migraines. No, since I was 4, I've got migraines. And I've pictured them as what I call the skull demon. Which is this embodiment of the migraine that is just like the shape of my brain. But black and greasy and disgusting, and its wings actually make up the skull. And the pain from the migraine is it stretching against wings and the skull cracking open as it spreads its wings. And eventually it's going to rip out of my head and fly away to infect someone else. So the cover of the book is going to be an artist's representation of just that beginning crack. Yeah. Okay. Goodbye.